this, we're talking to Avi Zuber, co-founder of DeskElf.com. Welcome to the show, Avi.
Thank you.
What is DeskElf.com, and how did you come up with the idea?
Well, basically, I was running a bunch of different entrepreneurial projects, most of them based online, and I had a lot of correspondence and a lot of shared business with a man named Nadav Rees. And I had a hard time, I guess, managing myself. I had too much going on, and Nadav had this dream of kind of outsourcing work to to U.S. citizens that were living abroad. They could therefore work for cheaper. So we kind of collaborated. I put in all the things that I learned on how to manage things, and he started building a team, and that's kind of where DeskElf came from.
Have you run into any problems running the business?
One thing that's a little bit tricky that we've run into that I guess kind of unique is because we're U.S. citizens and it's a U.S. Company, but we spend a lot of time abroad, we've had to spend a lot of time talking to accountants to make sure that we're doing everything right in terms of taxes. And I guess on a more practical level, starting a business can be kind of tricky. You try to find a niche and you try to find exactly who your competitors are, and marketing can be a little bit difficult. We're bootstrapping, so all of our income, we kind of just pump back into the company as investment. So we're on a little bit of a tight budget, but it's we have enough there that we can play around with things here and there. So I guess the most difficult thing is finding what to actually spend money on. What's going to bring real value to your business, and what can just pass.
What are some of the services that you provide?
We also have a network of employees, a lot of them freelancers, who have a different talent range. It's a pretty wide talent range. So we have simple tasks like data entry and content writing and things like that. And then it goes up a level to web design, social media marketing, and graphic design. We build custom apps. And then the last thing that we offer is, the last level. We have a business coach on staff and accountants and a legal team. And it's basically we put that range together so that if anyone's trying to start an online business, they can pretty much, get the full flow through DeskElf from the small tasks to the, really important tasks.
Well, Avi, what advice would you give to someone starting a business?
It takes a lot of passion and it takes a lot of effort, depending on, your social situation. I myself am married, so I would advise anyone out there who's in a relationship or has any other sort of obligations to really acknowledge how much of a toll things can take when you start a business. Like, you really have to dedicate yourself to the business and at the same time not neglect the things that are important in life. Your business is important, but at the end of the day, your other responsibilities might be more important. So that's the type of thing. It's not all fun and games when you start a business. You have to really make sure that you can manage your life and manage a business at the same time.
Well, thanks, Avi, for talking with us today. Well, that's my business.
Thank you.